9. The ninth precept. The principle of abstention from hatred or compassion. As in the case of abhijja, we can arrive at a deeper understanding of the term rendered by hatred, not only by analyzing the meaning of the term itself, but also by examining other terms with which it is approximately synonymous. Vyapada, or vyapada, means making bad, doing harm, desire to injure, malevolence, ill will. And it is cognate with vyadi, meaning sickness, malady, illness, disease, as well as with vyada, or huntsman. Thus it is clear that the general sense of the word is that of wishing evil. The terms which are closest to vyapada in meaning are dosa, Sanskrit dvesha, kota, Sanskrit krota, and vira, Sanskrit vaira. Dosa is anger, ill will, evil intention, wickedness, corruption, malice, hatred, while kota is simply anger, and vira, enmity. The real nature of the unskillful mental state with which the ninth precept is concerned emerges, however, only when we are able to see the connection between hatred and covetousness. If covetousness is the state in which the self or ego preaches out towards the non-self or non-ego with a view of appropriating or even incorporating it, hatred is the state that arises when that movement of reaching out is checked, hindered, or obstructed either by the non-self or non-ego itself or by some other factor or party. Thus, if covetousness is the primary psychological formation, hatred is the secondary one. It is the murderous wish to do the utmost possible harm and damage to whatever interposes itself between coveting subject and coveted object. As for the positive counterpart of the principle of abstention from hatred, this is not love, as one might have thought, but compassion. The term love has, of course, already been used as the positive counterpart of abstention from killing. But the real reason why it is compassion, rather than love, that is the positive counterpart of abstention from hatred, is to be found in the Bodhisattva ideal. According to the Upali Pariprutcha, or Questions of the Arhat Upali, a Mahayana sutra of the Ratnakuta class, for a bodhisattva to break precepts out of desire, covetousness, is a minor offence, even if he does so for innumerable kalpas, whereas for him to break precepts out of anger, hatred, even once, is a very serious offence. The reason for this is that a bodhisattva who breaks precepts out of desire still holds sentient beings in his embrace, whereas a bodhisattva who breaks precepts out of hatred forsakes sentient beings altogether. Here, as elsewhere, of course, the Mahayana is not saying that the breaking of precepts out of desire doesn't matter, but saying in its own hyperbolical way that for the bodhisattva it is of supreme importance that he should not, under any circumstances, forsake sentient beings, which of course he does do when he breaks precepts out of hatred. Hatred and compassion are mutually exclusive. Thus, compassion, rather than love, is the positive counterpart of abstention from hatred. The forms of meditation which have the effect of checking the hatred which arises when covetousness is hindered or obstructed are the four Brahma Viharas, that is, the systematic cultivation, bhavana, of the positive mental state of love, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, as well as such practices as rejoicing in merits and the sevenfold puja. Once hatred has been eradicated, one can then proceed to deal with the underlying state of covetousness that makes hatred possible. The ninth. It is a pillar of ruby because the typical ruby is a deep, clear red. And red is not only the color of love and compassion, but also, more literally, the color of blood, of that blood which the Bodhisattva is willing to shed throughout hundreds of lives for the benefit of all living beings.